Frieda Rimmenhall, you're with the Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust, and 3 weeks ago you were part of a team that launched hashtag Wild at Home. Now, for all of us that have young children, that is not a campaign about children going crazy at home, is it? It's about animals and the little creatures exactly. that we all love.
No, it's a campaign to bring wildlife closer to your home, to the safety of your home. Obviously, we live in a stressful and very anxious time. And especially now, our daily dose of nature would be so important for us. Nature has proven to be linked with good mental health. So it reduces chronic stress, obesity. It makes people more productive, healthier. Nature just makes us happy. And especially in this time, with this current situation, we can't go out to our favorite wild places. We're not supposed to drive anywhere. So many people live in towns and cities with little or no green space around. And this is why we thought we need to bring wildlife closer to the people in their own homes. So this is why we're asking them to go wild at home, not very literally.
Now, your team has been set quite the challenge because, as you say, wildlife is in the title, isn't it? It's out there and it's in the wild, and we're kind of, you know, only really getting outdoors on our daily walks and things like that. What have you had to do, and what has this challenge been like to bring the outdoors indoors for people as part of this Wild at Home?
Well, it's not actually that difficult if you think about it. Even if you live in a town or a city, even if you don't have a garden where you can enjoy nature, if you look out of your window, chances are you see a bird, you see wildlife around. If you just look a bit closer, if you go on your daily walk, even if you can't drive to a nature reserve, there's still so much that you can notice, especially now in spring when nature seems to be bursting out from the hibernation. You can hear the birds, you can see the buzzing bees around, you can see flowers in bloom popping up everywhere. So it's not that difficult to bring it closer to the people. It's just more of a challenge to make people aware that there is lots of wildlife around in our homes, in our neighbourhoods. And this is what we've been trying to do with Wild at Home.
You've done an incredible job in doing that, and I know that there's been weekly creative challenges for people of all ages, not just children, and you've been asking residents to share their creations, and you've also made the magazine Wildlife Matters available. I'd really love to hear about some of these creative challenges. What have people been doing, and what can they get involved in right now?
So we just want to get people creative any way they want to be. So we kept it fairly general. We've got a different theme every week. So this is we're in week 4 at the moment, and it's mammal week. We've been talking about mini beasts, invertebrates, and birds, and wildflowers. And so our challenge is quite general. So this week's challenge is. I completely forgot. I'm sorry.
I'm on the website now. Well, it's week 4, Marvellous Mammals.
Oh, make your own wild pack. So, yeah, week 4 is everything about wild tracks. So, as I mentioned, it's more about finding the tracks of wildlife around your homes. And also, this week's challenge is make your own track. So it's quite easy. You just need a potato, a knife, and some paint, and you can make brilliant potato stamps and create your own tracks.
Yeah, I'm on the page now for week 4. So we've got here, as you say, the wild tracks, so people can make them with the potatoes, so what you can carve something yep. into it. Oh, that's fun. And then there's make a hedgehog highway. I didn't know they could roam up to 2 miles per night. Is that actually true?
It is actually true. So if you have a hedgehog in your home, chances are you're sharing it with all your neighbours, because they can roam quite a lot. And they usually cross several neighbourhoods if they can. This is often a challenge. So this hedgehog highway is part of the Small Actions for Wildlife. So if we do something small in our gardens, in our neighbourhood for wildlife, it makes us feel good. But it's also very good for wildlife, and it increases the chance of us actually seeing wildlife. So a hedgehog highway is quite easy to make, really. It's just a matter of making your garden accessible for a hedgehog. And you can do that by just making a hole in your fence. Make sure to talk to your neighbour.
Before you start so that cutting holes agrees with in it. The fence.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just making a hedgehog-sized hole in your fence so that he can get in and out of your garden and, well, enjoys visiting your garden subsequently, hopefully.
It's a lovely way to encourage wildlife in your garden, isn't it, if you do have a garden? And your website is absolutely brimming with lots of information, so there's no doubt you've all been so busy. Where's the best place to start, Frieda? Can you tell listeners how to get to the website, and then what would be, I guess, a good starting point if you're wanting to have a look around and get involved in some of these things?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go to heartswildlifetrust.org.uk, to start with, it'll direct you to the Wild at Home page where we've got all the resources, all the downloads, templates, everything. A good way to start is obviously by downloading and printing your own nature diary, which we have created to help you keep track of your journey, to have the nature diary as an example of your Wild at Home adventure, and to be able to be creative with your diary. So download that, and then you can get right you can dive right in with an art challenge, or you print off a spotter sheet and go on hunt for garden birds, for example. We've got different spotter sheets, activity sheets. As you said, we've got Wildlife Matters available. So this is our membership magazine, which comes out 3 times a year. It's being sent directly to our members, but obviously in this time, we want to share it wider. So we've uploaded the PDF versions of it. And yeah, if you want all the ideas straight to your inbox, you can sign up to our e-news. Every Monday, you get a long email with lots of ideas, lots of inspiration, what to do. And obviously, we want to take part, to do the challenges, to send us your wild adventures as well, or tag us on social media.
Oh, excellent. And what? How can we find you on social media?
We're on Facebook, that's Hearts Wildlife Trust, and Instagram, Hearts Wildlife Trust, and on Twitter, we are HMWT Badger.
Fantastic. Well, I'm off to go cut a hedgehog size hole in both my fences, and hopefully my neighbours will think that's a good idea. Frieda, thank you so much for sharing those updates with us. Before you go, though, you've got some Facebook Live sessions coming up as well. Are people able to get involved in those?
Yes, definitely. Just have a look at our website. We have been trialling these, so hopefully we'll get some more up and running soon. Obviously, it's a bit of a sad time for our events officer, so we had to cancel all our events. So we're currently looking at making these available online, or at least some of these available online, for people to get engaged, to participate actively via Facebook.